In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. We are glad that you're here with us to continue the celebration and the expectation of Advent together as we worship. Many thanks to Reverend Jim Lockhart today for sharing in the co-pastor role this morning. And our worship leader will be Dave Bay instead of Gina Bay, who was double booked in the season of double booking that we're experiencing. We invite everyone to join in a time of fellowship this morning, and this is the Sunday for our college fellowship brunch, which is hosted by the Ramseys and the Wadias today, and also to take time to view and peruse the alternative giving insert that you'll find in your bulletin this morning as we share together in ways that we can support in ministry and mission in a wider way. The alternative giving bulletin board is up and ready this morning for you to participate in purchasing gifts in lieu of, or mission gifts in help of a variety of mission opportunities. Many, many thanks to the 20-some people who gathered to decorate the sanctuary yesterday. We are appreciative of all of their efforts and those who came together so that we could do that swiftly and beautifully and with great fellowship together. Julie Baldwin and Gladys Brown and Sharon Gibson were our directors in that effort as well. We would like to make sure that we welcome all visitors with us, and we have a couple of people who've shown up. Muriel is here from Texas, and Milton Liu has moved back up to Providence, Warwick, Rhode Island. So welcome back, Muriel and Milton, and all visitors who are with us this morning. Please make your presence known to us. Please take time, everyone, to sign the welcome pads that you'll find at the inside aisle and share any information you would like us to have about how to keep you up to date with all that is happening in the life and ministry of this congregation. And I believe there are probably nurture announcements this morning, or am I making nurture announcements this morning? Okay.
Just a couple announcements. First is our TNT Tuesday Nights Together are going to be continuing this Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Last week we had a wonderful time worshiping together and enjoying a time to sing some favorite Christmas carols and also have a time for reflecting on scripture. We'll be using a similar format again for this coming Tuesday. So please join us. The dinner meal is a potluck style, so the theme for this week was soup and bread, and if you're able to bring a dish to share, either a main dish, a dessert, or side, or drinks, that would be greatly appreciated. And there's a sign-up sheet in the bulletin board in the Hope Room during coffee hour. Second announcement, I just want to let all the youth know that there is a skating event, roller skating, not ice skating. It's roller skating this Friday night, meeting at the church at 7 p.m., and we'll be back at the church by 9. So if anyone is interested, cost is $10 per person. Please see myself or Tom, who is here as well, who will be leading the event, or Ginny Smanek, to let us know if you're interested in going. And the final announcement, just to save the date for any caregivers and parents out there, if you need a break from your kids, like I do, this is my break right here. Saturday, December 21st, we will have a Parents' Day out. And from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you feel free to drop your kids off at the church. Unfortunately, we can only have potty trained kids on up. So no infants, please, sorry. But you can drop off your kids. They will enjoy a time of crafts and games, cookie decorating, and then we also head over to the Foster's house next door for lunch, and then some more activities at their house, including decorating the gingerbread church, which Andrew either has made or is going to be making soon before he goes to India. So It's a fun time for all the kids. We hope you can take advantage of this this day. So if you need more information, please see me during coffee hour. Thanks.
I believe also the poinsettia sign-up is on the bulletin board in the Hope Room on this bulletin board. If you would like to help decorate further the sanctuary with live poinsettias in honor or in memory of someone, you're welcome to sign up. And I think Joanne Neviliot and maybe Jill Moles are taking money for that as well. If you have any questions, you can see them today. Other announcements this morning. Yes.
January 10th is actually creeping up on us, and that's the youth hockey event for Providence Bruins that the whole community of churches is invited to. The sign-up sheet is in the Hope Room, and we do need to know by next week so that we can get our seats. $17 a ticket. Any questions, let me know.
Please also mark on your calendars December 22nd. There will be a brief congregational meeting following the worship service for the purpose of approving the 2014 terms of call for your co-pastors and also to elect the pastoral nominating committee to begin the search for the new permanent co-pastor. Our temporary transitional co-pastor will begin service with us next week. So we will look forward to welcoming B. Hoover Mulvaney to our midst next week in the middle of Advent. Come, let us worship God.
Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of peace. Our peace is found in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist and all the prophets remind us that to receive peace, we must be prepared for it.
We light this candle today to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace, the one promised from the beginning of the world. We thank God for the hope he gives us and for the peace he bestows.
Let us pray. O God of peace, Emmanuel, we pray you to send your light into our hearts at this time. Help us to be ready for the day and the hour of Christ's appearing. Work in our hearts at this time and help us to prepare ourselves for the peace that he brings, the inner peace that tells us that we are united with you, and the outer peace which will come when he returns to judge the world. Bless our worship that it may be pleasing unto you, and bless us that we may prove to be your faithful servants. Amen.
You can believe the following statement. You can rely upon it. It can universally be accepted that Christ entered the world to save and rescue those who are sinners. He personally bore our sins on the cross that we might be dead to sin and alive to all that is good. With that assurance, let us join in a time of silent prayer of confession and then repeat the prayer of confession in the bulletin. Let us pray. We pray together saying, God of grace and goodness, what we claim as our own, you created and gave to us. What we would use for ourselves alone, you entrust to us for the blessing of all. Where we perceive scarcity, you provide enough for all. Forgive us when we refuse to share or honor your creation in the people we meet. Help us to keep to your way. Yet, for when we fall short, you make possible new beginnings. God of grace and goodness, forgive us, renew us, open us afresh to the leading of your Holy Spirit for the living of these days. We pray in the name's name. Amen. My friends, believe the good news of the gospel that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
Thank you, Chancel Choir. This is the time in our worship that we share joys and concerns with one another as we pray together in this season. Are there joys and concerns from this side of the congregation?
I'd like continued prayers for Walter. Also, I'd like prayers for the Presbyterian Committee on Ministry that will be meeting on Wednesday and will be approving our transitional co-pastor. And I have a lot of concerns about my eye, where I have macular degeneration. The last day, it's gotten really worse. And I go see the retina specialist Monday, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Prayers for Judy, Walter, and the Committee on Ministry on its work.
You know, holidays are wonderful, and many of us are having a good time. But holidays are also a very difficult time for some families and some people, you know, who struggle with all kinds of things. And I especially want prayers for those who have lost family members during this month. When everyone else is so happy, they're not so happy. And also for those that struggle with addictions. This is a terrible time for alcoholics who are in recovery and who are sober. So let's remember not to be pushers of alcohol when we're having parties.
Thank you. Others?
I love your prayers for Julia. She's applying for college, and this is a really intense last month of working on applications, and just pray that God will open doors for the place he wants her to be, and for other seniors in high school as they're applying as well. Thanks.
For Julia and the college mix.
Thank you all your prayers this last week. Obviously, I got through it just fine, and I'm off on more adventures.
Prayers of thanksgiving for healing for Andrew.
I got a message from my friend Sophie this week. She didn't really get into specifics, but just said that she's having a crisis and asked for prayers. So if we can just remember Sophie.
Sophie in crisis in this time.
I'd like continued prayers for my friend Lori and her husband Rob, as Rob is still in the hospital and recovering from a terrible car accident. And also just prayers of thanksgiving for my grandfather, who turned 97 on Friday, and for him to, you know, maximize life as much as he can.
For Lori's grandfather and Lori and Rob, continued prayers.
Thanks for safe travels, and for young people who push old women in wheelchairs when there's a mile between one plane and where they have to catch the next one.
For CJ's safe return home here. Others, let's see.
I want to say thank you, Jesus. 3 weeks ago, I was very, very sick. Now, I pray. Now, last Wednesday, I'm going to take one test. My stomach is coming normal. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Prayers of thanksgiving for healing for Denise.
I'm not sure I would be asking for prayers for any one of these things by themselves, but yesterday we had a lot of pieces of news come up. My dad called and said that my sister had fallen in the ice and broke her shoulder. And then he called back a little bit later and said that his brother, my uncle Walton, had died. So I'm giving thanks for his life. He was in his mid-90s, so it was a rich and good life, I think. And then last night, a neighbor came over to visit, and she mentioned that her downstairs neighbor, Tom, had a massive heart attack and died. And we'd like prayers for his wife, Debbie, who was also who's also the mother of a young man who was had mental illness, who had been killed by the Pawtucket police years earlier. So she has lost now both her son and her husband in short order. So
prayers for Debbie and the loss of her husband, for Walton's life. Walton is life, and your sister is Brooke, right? Lisa. Sister for Lisa, or for Lisa and a broken shoulder.
Like prayers for all students in this time, particularly college students who are getting ready for exams.
I'd like prayers for my friend. She's in her early 40s and she was diagnosed with cancer. She's had 5 surgeries since the beginning of November and is going to be undergoing chemo. Molly.
I have a Thanksgiving for a job. It's just a month-long temporary job, but after 9 years of not earning any money, I'm thankful for that.
Thankful for Ruth's new job.
We're thankful we had a good trip to Pennsylvania last week to spend time with our families, and my mom was on the verge of probably going back to the ER and pushed it off all weekend. Ended up going on Monday, but they said nothing was wrong. She didn't have pneumonia again. Then she saw a pulmonologist and said her lungs, her one lung that's functioning, is as good as it's been for a while. So that's a praise, but also continued prayer that they keep her oxygen tank flowing, because things keep happening and her oxygen will get turned off for like 20 minutes and she'll get short of breath and she won't be able to have a good night's sleep and all that. So just that they would be really vigilant about my dad and my mom both making sure that she always gets her oxygen so she can keep going.
Hi, I'm thankful that I'm here visiting my beautiful sister Ellen and her wonderful husband Ed and the 2 greatest boys in the world, Ned and Jake.
Welcome, Rose. It's great to have Rose here from Ireland. Okay, others? Please keep the Ashley's family in prayer. The court date that they were supposed to have on Friday was canceled. And they are kind of in limbo waiting to see what's next for that before the court's recess. So pray mightily this week that they might have a rescheduled court date, because all of the papers are in order that we've been praying for these years and this time.
Let us take a moment to pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the good news of this season, for the joy we have in the support of a community, like-minded, faithful people, where we can give all glory and honor to you, the one true God. We thank you during this time of grief for the life and work of Nelson Mandela, for his stand on reconciliation, truth, and justice, for all those who grieve his loss. We ask also that you be with us as we grieve, all of the people who have lost loved ones, Brooke's uncle who has died. Be with that family and keep them in your care. We ask that you be with all who are traveling, who have had safe journey, and who are seeking safety in their travels Give them traveling mercies, we pray. For all who are in need of your healing touch during this week and today, for Walter and Judy, for Lori's grandfather, for Brooke's sister Lisa, for those who are grieving his uncle Walter's death, and Debbie and her family and Tom's death, for the Fishers' successful visit and Joe's mother's illness, keep her in your care as well. With Lori's friends, Rob and Lori, we ask your presence in the lives of those who are facing crisis or transition time. For Sophie, for Ashley and her family in the rescheduling of a court date, we thank you for the healing that you have given for Andrew and all who are recovering from surgery or from sickness. We thank you also for watching over those who are seeking employment and for the new position that Ruth has. Would you be with Marianne's friend, Molly, that you give safe journey and good visit to Ellen's sister, Rose. That you be with Julie as she seeks guidance for her future education. That you be with the Committee on Ministry that meets Wednesday. And for this congregation that prepares for a new interim pastor. Hear all of our prayers, those that we have spoken and those that remain in our hearts and minds. For we ask all of these prayers in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And although it's not recorded in the bulletin, there will be a children's message, and Pastor Jenny will be delivering that.
Thank you. Come on up front, guys. Wow, lots of friends. And you are energetic this morning, huh? Who else? Anybody else? It did not say it in the bulletin, but here we are. Sometimes grown-ups make mistakes. You know what? You can sit right back there. How about it? Give me room to move. Can you give me room to move? Thank you. So, you energetic young people, there is something that is coming up pretty soon, an event that's going to happen, and I'm really excited about it. Can you guess what it is? Well, not exactly. Not exactly. I am looking forward to the 2014 Winter Olympics. Did you know they're coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So here's the thing about the Olympics. I love the skiing events. I can't ski, so I'm always impressed when I watch those people. They get up on the top of that hill, and they get ready. So you know, get ready, get set, go, right? So they get ready. They put on their boots and their skis. They got on a warm, tight jacket. They put on a helmet to protect their heads. They put on goggles and gloves. They grab their ski poles. And then they go into this thing called a starting gate, right? So they get ready, and then they get set. And while they're there in that starting gate, do you know what they have to do? They have to prepare themselves. They have to be in their head ready. They have to pay attention. They have to stay alert. Because you know what's going to happen? The buzzer's going to go off and they're going to have to go. Now, if they're not paying attention and they go too soon or they miss the buzzer, is that good? No, it kind of ruins the race. So, the church is in a season. Now, we have done some getting ready. If you look around here, you will see some getting ready, right? What's this? A wreath. Yeah, do you have some decorations at your house? If you have seen mom or dad or somebody else shopping for gifts, can you raise your hand? Yeah? Does anybody have a plan for grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, friends to come over? Yep, somebody has some plans. So you're getting ready. And in the church, it's Advent. And so we are all getting set. We are waiting. And we are paying attention because the big celebration's going to come, right? Do you have an Advent calendar at home? Anybody lighting candles on an Advent wreath?
Yeah.
So, in the church, we are ready, set, to celebrate Christmas when it comes. And that's what Advent's all about. Will you say a prayer with me? Ready? Okay. Repeat after me. Dear God, we are looking forward to the time when we will celebrate Jesus' birth among us. Amen. Thank you. And now Sunday school, and you're ready for that too, aren't you?
Yes. The middle school class is meeting upstairs this morning as well.
Today's Old Testament lesson is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. It's in the Pew Bible on page 602 and in the large print Bible on page 784. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, the young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The New Testament lesson is Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, on page 2 in the Pew Bible and page 3 in the large print Bible. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. God of grace and life, quiet our hearts and minds in this hour that we might see you and seek you as we encounter your promises in Scripture. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today, during Advent, ready, set, we light the candle of peace. I find it amazingly comforting that this is the week in which we celebrate the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela in such a week of this Advent. Remembering this bringer of peace and reconciliation to a nation divided, a witness to us throughout the world, one who lived a life of forgiveness even after 27 years in prison. One commentator said he taught an entire nation to forgive. And many people have been saying many things about him in this week. This morning's Advent devotional reading that I'm participating in this season was reflecting on the story of John the Baptist and remarked, "One person blazing with spirit can change people's lives." What a difference one person can make. What a difference each one of us can make as we get ready and get set to enter into this Advent story, to anticipate with hope, with the hope of last week, a peace that the world cannot give and a peace that the world can never take away. Deep-rooted and strengthened as we immerse ourselves in this season, in the expectation and in the ways of Jesus. as we attempt to keep our focus there, to believe the way of God can be a better way to focus and refocus our hearts, our actions, our very lives. And so during Advent, we offer opportunities to do that here, to gather on Tuesday evenings in fellowship and worship, to be together in this sanctuary, to immerse ourselves in the Word of God, in Scripture, in the practice known as Lectio Divina. How are you entering into this season of expectation, keeping your focus on Jesus? Even with college applications, even with exams, even with the ways in which the world is tugging on you in grief, in illness, in other ways, we have an opportunity to focus on this God, of this God come to earth, made human in Jesus Christ, in the ways that Isaiah proclaimed in the 11th chapter. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord, rooted in God, always rooted in God, and living in righteousness, in right relationship with God. Advent is a time for us to take time to examine that relationship with God in all aspects of our lives, our priorities, in how we spend our days and our hours. John the Baptist knew that this start of it all begins in repentance, which is literally a turning to God. Advent reminds us in this season of the new Christian year that we are invited to turn again to God, beckoned by the God who so loved the world that he gave his only Son for the forgiveness of sins, for our brokenness, even in our turnings away from God. We are told by the prophet Isaiah that a shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, Jesse the father of King David, from the root of the plant, even and maybe even particularly when all else has been stripped away. We in the church build upon the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith who have gone before us, who have led and defined the focus of community as they seek to faithfully follow our Lord. I loved yesterday watching in our decorating the sanctuary, one of our students in the confirmation class work with her mentor on putting together the alternative giving bulletin board to support mission in this church, to watch her mentor talk about what it meant, what it was, to engage together in conversation and serving together. We are not alone. That is the gift of community. And it is a charge to focus that we must all take seriously. The prophet Isaiah promises that the one who comes to save the world, this Lord and Savior we profess and confess to follow, comes in great power. And look at the way in which this power is described, with the Spirit of the Lord upon him. Through the Spirit comes the lighting up of the Word of God in our lives. God wants each one of us to receive this Word in order to know it, to understand it, and to do it. And this isn't something just for our kids and youth, a Sunday school lesson, but a lifelong process of learning and studying and wrestling with Scripture together, of practicing our faith in prayer and service. It is a power for wisdom and understanding, Isaiah says. If we apply knowledge to the head and understanding to the heart, then wisdom is the ability to apply what you know and understand, to begin to make those connections in faith and life. Jonik, the slide. A quote from Mandela. A good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination, a power for wisdom and understanding. Thank you. A power in counsel and might. Have you ever thought of Jesus as your counselor? Have you ever considered seeking Jesus as your counselor? The Spirit and counsel of counsel and might rested upon Christ Jesus, we are told. And we're invited to see Jesus in this way, to receive his counsel and might says that we will accept his advice and master it in our lives through knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. But we cannot receive God's counsel without a mind set on that knowledge of God, a heart filled with the understanding of God's word, and a life that is willing to live by it. The Lord we seek to follow is given a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, which is his delight. When we hear the word fear, we think of being afraid, and we live in a world that is very fearful. Too often, the message of Christ, this fear of the Lord, has been used to strike fear in people's hearts, to somehow frighten people into good behavior. While it is true that we will all have to answer to God for the ways that we have lived our lives, this is not the kind of fear that Isaiah is talking about here. The Hebrew word used here for fear is very different, the one here meaning awe and reverence, worthy of glory. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding, the psalmist writes, a liberating, not a paralyzing fear, a fear which brings peace. Isaiah speaks of a world turned upside down by God. The images are powerful. The wolf shall live with the lamb, a little child shall lead them. The Matthew lectionary passage says we worship a God who can make children from stones, if we were to continue reading further. We preach and seek to live in the following a God who has this kind of power. But do we really believe it? And do our lives show that kind of faith? Do we believe that our ready set, our following, our waiting will truly transform our lives? We gather together, Sunday after Sunday, in preparation, particularly in this season, to ask the Lord's blessing. And we gather from many different places, backgrounds, circumstances, and realities, and yet somehow we are made one in Christ Jesus. Barriers eliminated, walls broken down, a place where hope and peace may reign. Let us continue that journey together, to learn together, as we focus on Jesus Christ and wrestle with what he means for our lives today. We come together in new ways to glorify God. This is the power of our text in Isaiah and the call of John the Baptist. Let us praise God with our lives. Let us, too, make a way for Jesus. Amen. Jonik.
Thank you.
Giving thanks to God who has richly blessed us in our lives, we will now receive the tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Gracious God, your gifts are more than we can abundantly ask or assume. Bless them now with your Spirit, that they might further your will on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
In peace, and may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen.